It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Between us, love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here, praying with me on BPN Radio on this Wednesday. And this is a beautiful day in February. And so I responded to the call to pray in February of 1966. I'm so glad that I responded when the Holy Spirit said, "Give me the first hour of your day and I'll change your life." I did, and he did. So good to have you listening in. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the globe, around the clock. And today we are praying the will of God be done in your life, the will of God be done in your family, the will of God be done in your city, your church, and your nation. And today we are praying for nations of the world. And Jesus said, "My house should be called a house of prayer for all nations." So, Father, we pray, Lord, for the nations of the world today. We know, Jesus, that you said to your disciples, which is a command to us, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And Father, we thank you for nations that are praying with us here on BPN. We thank you, Lord, for 37 nations of the world that are now praying for us. South Korea, the Philippines, Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, India, Mauritius, Kenya, Uganda, Burundi, Turkey, Republic of Moldova, Poland, Serbia, Italy, Switzerland, Netherlands, Norway, Belgium, Spain, Ireland, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Jamaica, Pakistan, Bahamas, Guatemala, Mexico, China, Australia, Germany, Brazil, South Africa, France, Canada, United Kingdom, and the United States of America. Welcome, world. Welcome. I want to talk to the whole world today and let you know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Father, we pray that you'll bless this broadcast today. Bless it abundantly, bountifully, as we pray for the nations of the world. Speaking concerning the nations of the world, I want to congratulate Dr. David Shibley, his son Jonathan Shibley, and everybody that's involved in Global Advance. They are celebrating this month their 25th year of ministry. And I remember when it began. David Shibley was on the broadcast a few weeks ago. So I want to congratulate them, Global Advance. They are a worthy ministry. If you want to sow a seed into their ministry here on this 25th anniversary, they are very worthy. Thank you very much for being a part of BPN Radio. And I came to tell you something. I came to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can meet who God says you can meet. You can pay off what God says you can pay off. And you can do business where God says you can do business. You can pastor where God says you can pastor. You can travel where God says you can travel. And I just tell you, I'm committed to tell you today that you can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you, that all things are possible and nothing is impossible to those that believe. And I'm here to tell you that the joy of the Lord is your strength today. Here's a friend of mine, Jeff Tidwell. He's gonna sing right now. Sing it away.
When the problems in my life,
Glenn Tidwell. Sorry, Glenn.
Seem more than I can take.
I just want to sing a little bit before we start praying today.
Get out my guitar and just sing it away. If this world in which I live, it came crashing down today, get out my guitar and just sing it away.
Let's sing today.
Sing it away. I just sing it away. Yeah, yeah. My problems disappear when I sing.
Everybody sing along here on this Wednesday. This is a happy day.
When I sit down to play, and I love to close my eyes and just sing it away. And as day his problems, he would sing them all away. Yes, he would.
Everybody sing. Everybody sing on a Wednesday. There you have Glenn Tidwell from Fort Worth, Texas. Our friends there in Fort Worth, Calvary Academy there. His mother, Sue Tidwell, the leader of that wonderful Christian school. Give a shout out to all the Christian schools that are a part of BPN Radio. And, of course, we want to salute all of you mothers and fathers that are training your children, homeschooling. And we are so thankful to have you listening in. Well, it's a beautiful day. Just thought we need to have that song where everybody could sing along. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And I've come to tell you that God is for you. And if He is for you, then who can be against you? I want to pray for you right now. Father, I pray for every individual that is listening to BPN Radio here on this Wednesday. I pray your will, plan, and purpose be done in their lives. I declare that no weapon formed against them will prosper, and every voice that rises against them in judgment, they shall condemn, we shall condemn. And Lord, we know today that we could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here we are living in 2015, knowing that when we came out of our mother's womb, we came out with a good plan, a good design. We were fearfully and wonderfully made. And the plan that you had in motion for us at that point in time is still in motion. It makes no difference today what has happened to us, how many times we have fallen down, how many times we have faltered, how many times we have missed the mark, who has done us wrong, whatever has taken place in our lives, how many opportunities that we have missed. It makes no difference at this point, because we know that you are for us, and the will, plan, and purpose of God that you have for our lives is still in motion. It's still in motion. And so we know that you are at work in our lives. And so I just want to remind you of an event that's coming up, the Comanche Call, the call to Comanche, Oklahoma. Dr. Larry Martin and I are going to be hosting an event in that little town of Comanche, Oklahoma, where the two of us got started in ministry many years ago. I will celebrate in Comanche, I'll celebrate 49 years of ministry. Larry, I think, has had about 46 years. He started preaching when he was 15 years old. And so he and I are going back to Comanche, and we're going to help people get started and restarted. You say, well, I just need to get started in the ministry. I have a call of God on my life. I've got this great passion. We'll come to Comanche and just Google in Comanche, Oklahoma. You'll find a way. There's a way to get there. And then we're going to help people get restarted. So we want to hold the ladder, let you start or restart whatever you desire to do. Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning, we will be praying for you, take you down to that one red light in Comanche, Oklahoma, and shoot you out from there. We'll get you launched out. These are the days when the harvest is plenty, the harvest is ripe, and the labors are few. And that's why we have this Young Preachers International, calling young people from all around the world to be a part of Young Preachers International. You can find out more about it by going to youngpreachers.net. And so today we are praying for you. We're praying for those of you that have a call to different parts of America. And we are calling those of you that have a call to certain nations of the world. And this is just a call today. We are calling all nations to get involved in helping us pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We are calling nations to come to America and help us with this revival that's about to take place all across this nation, all across this land. I believe that God is sending people to different parts of the world, and I also believe that God is sending people from different parts of the world to America to help us with this third spiritual awakening that's coming to our land, because we have been praying. We have been seeking the face of God, and I believe that God has heard us, is hearing us, and will continue to hear us. And so we're thankful for the nations. Now we have 37 nations of the world praying with us, and we're just calling all of these nations all around the world to pray with us today, because we are giving that a worldwide call today. And here's my friend Noel Richards calling all nations. Here we go. Calling all nations. Let's pray for the nations of the world, church.
Amazing.
There you have it. There's my friend Noel Richards calling all nations. And that song was written as a result of the call to the stadium in Berlin. And I was, Gina and I made our way to Berlin, Germany. And there we were in that stadium. And as we were rehearsing what God was going to do there, it was just absolutely amazing. It was a wonderful opportunity to also be with Noel Richards at Wembley Stadium in London. He gave me the opportunity to lead prayer there. 45,000 people gathered back there several years ago. As nations of the world came to London, I believe that God is calling nations of the world to do the will, plan, and purpose of God. And today we are praying for the different nations of the world. Jesus said, my house should be called a house of prayer for all nations. And so we're praying for the nations here on BPN Radio. And there may be those of you that you just have a call to a nation or the nations of the world. Maybe God has set the world in your heart. Maybe certain nations of the world have came to your hometown, your city. But if you have, they either come in here to meet you or you're going there to meet them. So we pray for some of these nations, many of them that Gene and I have already been to. We pray for the nation of India. We pray for India. And I'm so thankful that I've had an opportunity to minister in India. One of my spiritual sons, A. Stephen, who's now is in heaven, is invited me to India. I made a contact there in 1990. I pray for his wife, Queenie Stephen, in Bangalore, India, who continues that great ministry with all of those orphans and with that conference center, with the prayer center, and the home for girls. Wow, she's doing a great job. We pray for India in the name of Jesus. Over 3 billion people there in the name of Jesus. We pray for Kenya today. I've been to Kenya, and I just pray in Jesus' name for the nation of Kenya that you would just minister. We pray for Uganda. We pray for Uganda. We got lots of friends there in Uganda. We pray that God will bless that nation today in the name of Jesus. We pray for Burundi today. I had an opportunity to minister at the presidential palace there in Burundi, Bujumbura, Burundi, where our friends Jamie and Leah Peters were birthing a church there. I had an opportunity to minister to the president of the nation of Burundi. I told him I would continue to pray for he and his family and his staff, and had the opportunity to not only pray with them, but speak prophetic words over the president, the first lady, the former first lady, the former president, and a number of the cabinet members. We pray today for the Republic of Moldova, where Arena, the young lady that is the engineer, puts all of these broadcasts on BPN Radio and on TuneIn Radio every night. We pray for her and the nation of Moldova. We pray for Poland, Lord, in Jesus' name today. We pray for Italy. We pray the Holy Ghost would continue to be poured out there in that nation. We pray for the Netherlands. I've been there. We pray, Lord, in that wicked place that has been given to so much wickedness, that you would pour your Holy Ghost power out. We pray for Belgium in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, for our friends there in Belgium, that you would minister to them. We pray for Spain, Noel Richards, that just sang a few minutes ago. He and his wife Trish and some other members of the former England family are there in Spain. We pray for them. We pray for our friends in Ireland. In Jesus' name, we pray for Ireland. We pray for Puerto Rico in the name of Jesus. We pray for Jamaica. We pray for these island nations. And I know that I gave one of my spiritual sons a prophetic word that wherever there is an island, there he would have an invitation, or there he would have a special anointing. And so we're just going to pray right now for all of the island nations in the world, and particularly the island nations that are praying with us here today. The United Kingdom, we pray, Lord, for the island of Jamaica. And that was the first invitation that Gene and I had to travel abroad. That was in Jamaica. And Jamaica's always had a very special place in our heart. Father, we pray for Jamaica. We pray for revival. They're producing some wonderful, wonderful athletes, some wonderful runners, because they don't have a whole lot of transportation there. People running to and fro. And we just bless the island of Jamaica. We bless all of the islands that are praying with us here on BPN. We bless the island of Ireland and all of the other islands in Jesus' name. Godfrey Birtle has a song entitled "I've Come to These Islands." I think we need to pray to play it right now, and let's pray while he's singing for all of the islands of the world today.
Come to these islands to undo heavy burdens, set the oppressed free, give bread to the hungry. I've come to these islands to loose chains of injustice, reach the rejected, cover the naked. Yes, the light will break forth like the morning.
We pray today for the islands of the world. In Jesus' name, we pray for the islands. Wherever there is an island, we pray in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, for all of the islands of the world there. across the world that may be praying with us right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Well, we are praying today here on BPN Radio. We're so delighted to have you listening in here on BPN as we pray for the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we have about 37 nations that are praying with us here on BPN Radio from around the world. And we want to pray for those that are listening. Want to pray for your nation. We pray for Pakistan. We have a spiritual son and daughter, spiritual grandkids that are in Pakistan. And so, Daniel and your family, we just pray for you and those around you. We know these are dangerous days in Pakistan. So we pray for Pakistan today. We pray for the Bahamas. We have friends in the Bahamas. We've ministered there, and we pray for the Bahamas today. Just set yourself in agreement. Help me if you will. We pray for Australia. We have a lot of friends there in Australia, and Nigel and Kathy McNeil and their family, and many other other families, Kevin Dyson, his family there. So we pray for Australia, all of our friends down under. And we pray today for Germany. Gene, I ministered many times in Deutschland, in Germany. And we are so thankful. Our friends are in Frankfurt, Germany. And we've had some people that has attended our training school out of Germany. So we bless Germany. I pray, oh God, that revival would sweep across that land in Jesus' name. We pray for South Africa today. Today we have friends in South Africa. We pray, Holy Ghost, you pour your spirit out upon South Africa. And, of course, we have friends in France. We've ministered there. And we pray for our friends, and we pray for the nation of France. Holy Ghost, that you would pour your spirit out upon that nation. And, of course, we pray today for Venezuela. We pray for Puerto Rico. We have friends there in Puerto Rico. And we pray for Serbia today. We pray today for the nations of the world. We pray for China. God, I know there's a revival going on in China. Help me pray for China. In Jesus' name, pour your spirit out upon China. We pray for the Philippines right now. There is we have friends in the Philippines. And we just pray for that nation. In Jesus' name. In the Philippines, we pray for Indonesia. We pray for South Korea. Holy Spirit, pour your spirit out upon South Korea. Some of the largest churches in the world are in South Korea. And we just say to South Korea, why don't you send some missionaries to America to help us? We would be thankful. We'd be grateful. And to our friends in Singapore, we pray for Singapore, that Holy Spirit, that you would continue to minister in Singapore today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We pray for Venezuela. It's a dark place. And I pray, oh God, that you would pour your spirit out upon Venezuela. We pray for all of our friends down in Mexico. And I just declare that revival, the glory of God, the power of God is being demonstrated in Mexico. So we just pray in Jesus' name that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in Mexico. And all around the world, as we pray for the world today, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, we're so thankful to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time, or actually any time, day or night, you can pray with us. And I woke up about 3 o'clock this morning and heard somebody by the name of Dale Gentry praying. And it was a great comfort to know that you can pray with me anytime, day or night. So it's like, well, I missed praying with Dale Gentry today. No, you can't miss it. I mean, you can pray with me anytime, 24 hours a day. And here on BPN Radio, on the TuneIn Network. And remember now that if you're listening on the TuneIn Network, that's how you do it with your iPhone. You have to listen to about a 20-second commercial before I come on. So don't think that anything is wrong there. This program is being produced by Michael Schonborn, and we're believing God for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. If you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com, and you can double-click toward the bottom there under prayer request. If you'd like to support this ministry, you can do so by going to BPN Radio, going down to the bottom of the page where there is a donate button, and you can use your PayPal, you can use your debit credit card, and that gives us an address there if you want to send a check. And if you would like to sow a significant seed into BPN Radio, you can do that. And we would be thankful, grateful. Father, speak to people about sowing a significant seed into BPN Radio to help us spread the message of prayer all across America and around the world. And so we are thankful for those of you that pray with us each day, those of you that support us on a monthly basis. And we are very thankful. So the Holy Spirit has spoke to me today that we've got to pray. We've got to pray for the world, the nations of the world. There are so many, many people in this world, and God so loved the world. And I just want to take just a moment while we're praying here to just several years ago, the Holy Spirit had me to take 5 or 6 different versions of the love chapter, which is 1 Corinthians 13, and put them into one. I'd just like to share this with you before we pray again. Here's what it says. Love never gives up. Love is always patient and kind. Love is not jealous. Love cares more for others than for self. Love does not envy others. Love does not want what it doesn't have. Love does not strut. Love is not boastful or proud. Love does not have a swelled head. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Love is not selfish. Love is not rude. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not always me first. Love is not offended. Love is not easily provoked. Love does not fly off the handle. Love does not hold grudges. Love does not keep score. Love endures all things. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness. Love rejoices in the truth. Love always looks for the best. Love endures whatever comes. Love never quits. Love never looks back. Love always keeps going. Love always trusts. And love is loyal. For God so loved the world. And may we walk in love today. And we do that by walking in love and forgiveness. So I don't know who's hurt you, offended you, done you wrong, but this would be just a great time right here on the Wednesday version of BPN Radio. This would be a great time just to call somebody's name and say, Lord, I forgive that person, and just do it. Just do it. And you'll say that until all the hurt, all the pain is gone. So I pray for those of you that may have been hurt, offended, abused, misused, somebody done you wrong, somebody really hurt you deeply, and I pray in Jesus' name for you that the Holy Spirit would heal and restore you in Jesus' name. Praying for the world today, and I'm just believing that if God has called you to a nation of the world, that He will provide a way for you to get there. And I believe that God is sending people from nations of the world to America. But I also believe that God is sending people from America to other nations of the world. And, you know, you say, well, how am I going to do it? Well, you hear it, and then you see yourself going, and then you begin to say, I'm going to go. And then you begin to do something that will correspond with what you have heard, what you have seen, and what you have said. And so years ago, somebody gave me a word, you're going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God. I heard that, and then I saw myself traveling all over the world doing great exploits for God. And then I began to say with my own mouth, I'm going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God. When I was growing up as a boy in Comanche, Oklahoma, you know, the poor people kind of called us poor, P-O, P-O. And about the farthest I ever got from home, once a year my mom and dad would take our summer vacation, and we would go to Paducah, Texas, 147 miles from Comanche, Oklahoma, to Paducah, Texas, to visit my Uncle Tommy, my Aunt Myrtle, my cousin Truman, my cousin Charles, my cousin Patsy, my cousin Joan, go out and swim in their backyard where the cows drank, and we'd spend several days there. So that was about my world. And then I get this word that will expand your worlds. You're gonna go to many places in the world. And so I just would go out to the airport and pretend I was getting on a plane. I did not have any money. I didn't have a passport, an invitation. I did not have a visa. I didn't have a ticket. But I had a word from God. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, that's all you need. That's all you need is one unmovable, unshakable, undeniable word from God that will set your world in motion. So I just dressed up and went out there. One of the greatest prophetic words I ever got was, dress thyself and show up. A pastor in the Dallas area by the name of Steve Solomon gave me that word, and I speak healing over Steve right now in Jesus' name, and thank you for that word. One word from God can change your life, and it did mine. And so I would go out to the airport. Soon I got an invitation, and then that invitation followed another invitation. And then Gene and I, together, we've been to what, 30-something nations of the world. So thankful that we've got to visit and minister in England and Scotland and Ireland and Canada and France and Germany and Bahamas and Jamaica and Ireland and so many nations of the world. Belgium. We're so thankful. So grateful. Burundi, Kenya, India, and the list goes on and on. So thankful for the world. And so God can put, he could put the world in your heart, and he can put a certain nation in your heart. And you say, well, how am I going to be able to do it? Well, all things are possible to those that believe. And God has already prepared some people to help you. Somebody is always waiting to help you fulfill the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life. So I pray today for people who believe that they have a call to go somewhere into the world, maybe one nation of the world, maybe different nations of the world. In Jesus' name, I pray for them. And I know that you will make a way where there seems to be no way. So I pray for them right now. I pray for missionaries to continually be sent from America into the nations of the world. And I'm so thankful and grateful in Jesus' name for this opportunity to do so, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so I also want to pray right now for those of you that believe that God has set you in some city, in some particular geographical location, where you are going to receive people from different nations of the world. Maybe there is a particular people group that you have tremendous compassion for and passion for, and but you don't believe they're to go, you're to go to where they live. You believe they are going to come where you live. And so why don't you just give a call? Just say, I'm preparing, and I'm ready for you to come. Also, we know that there are different people groups already here, and maybe you cannot go to a certain nation of the world, but they are already here, and you can find that particular people group, learn their language, and minister to them in Jesus' name. And so we pray for those of you that God has set the world in your heart. Those of you that are believing, there's a call. There is a call for you to go, for you to go to a certain nation. And I believe there's always a way. One of my favorite preachers of all time was a man by the name of Charles Greenaway. And I'll never forget, years ago in the early years of my ministry, when Brother Greenaway would come and minister for me, that I would ask him all kinds of questions. And I always loved to hear people's stories. And I would say to Brother Greenaway, please tell me the story of how you got started. He said, well, God put the continent of Africa in my heart. And I knew that I was to go to Africa. And he said, I prepared myself to go to Africa. And then I made application with my denomination to go to Africa, my wife and I. And we did not wait for the approval, because the continent of Africa burned in our hearts. And so we bought a one-way ticket to Africa. I forgot what nation, what country there in Africa he was called to. But he said we bought a one-way ticket. And we packed our suitcases, and he said, on the day when we were to depart from America to Africa, he said, I received a letter from my denomination, from my ministry group, and he said, I put the letter in my suitcase, and my wife and I flew to Africa on a one-way ticket. He said, when we got to Africa, opened the suitcase, and I read the letter. And the letter said, Dear Brother Greenaway, your application for ministry in Africa has not been approved at this time. He said, I wrote them back and said, Dear brethren, when I opened your letter, I was already in Africa. Now, he spent many, many years giving his life, and he became the director of that continent of Africa for his denomination. And not too long ago, I met Brother Charles Greenaway in an airport in Atlanta, Georgia. And I saw him there. He's an old man. And I said to Brother Greenaway, do you remember me? I'm Dale Gentry. He said, yeah, I remember coming to minister for you there in Oklahoma. And he was getting around a little slow. He said, Dale, I've had major surgery. I'm not getting around too quickly, but I'm on my way to minister the gospel. And I looked at him with tears in my eyes, and I thought, here's a man that had such passion for God that he was willing to go to a place he had never been to meet with a group of people that he had never seen and never met, and willing to not just try it out, see if it was going to work, but he was willing to give his life, he and his wife. I'm telling you, there's nothing that two people who agree together, who are committed to each other, committed to the will, plan, and purpose of God, there's nothing, there is nothing, absolutely nothing you cannot do. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. And I had Brother Greenaway to lay his hands on me. And I said, Brother Greenaway, would you pray for me? And I pray for you right now. I believe that God is calling. I believe that God is calling people in this nation to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Not just because it's a good idea, but because it's a passion. It is something that has been implanted into their innermost being, into your heart. I pray for you. And you must know that God will make a way. You need to lighten your ship, lighten your load. And if God is speaking to you, then you must prepare. Wherever God is calling you, wherever God is calling you, He makes a way. I was in Moscow, Russia, and met this man and his three sons that they had gone to Russia and had learned the language. Their three sons had married Russian girls, and they were able to start a church and even own a building there because of their faith in God, when that was really an impossibility in the realm of the natural to do that. But God put Russia in their heart. So I don't know who God has put in your heart, where God has put in your heart, but there is a way to do the will of God. And maybe that God is planted a people group in your heart, and you're calling them to come to America. And you're saying, if you'll get here, I can help you. I know I'm not to go where you come, but I believe that you are to come where I am. And so I pray now for those of you that are going and coming, coming and going. For we must understand that we live in a global society where the world is getting smaller and smaller. Transportation is becoming more available. Doors to nations are opening that were not open in days gone by. And you may say, well, you know, I just don't know if I can do it. I mean, it's risky business. The story goes of one of two men that were working at a lighthouse, an older man, a younger man, and a great storm came up. A great storm arose, and the ship called out in the middle of the storm, Mayday, Mayday. And the older man said to the younger man, we've got to go out, we've got to help this ship. And the younger man said to the older man, oh, it's stormy out there, what if we don't come back? And the older man said to the younger man, we don't have to come back, but we must go out. And so I'm here to tell you that if your heart is burning for some nation of the world, if your heart is burning for some people group, I just want to tell you today that it may be doing the will of God could be very risky. It may even cost you your life. You may go out to some nation, you might not return. But the call of God is stronger than the fear of man. The call of God is stronger than the fear of man. I pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that you would speak to people listening to BPN Radio right now that have a call of God upon their life. For a certain nation of the world or a certain people group in the world. Maybe they don't even understand their language, but they're willing to learn the language in Jesus' name. And we pray for them now. And we pray for those who are in foreign nations, on foreign soil, that are going through difficult days, difficult times. I'll never forget years ago when Gene and I were ministering in Florida, and our prophetic son and his wife were there, Jamie and Leah Peters. They were in Africa, and the war was raging there in Burundi and Rwanda. and a message went out from Florida, do you want to come home? I mean, the battle's raging. And finally, the embassy there in Africa said that they were emptying the embassy there in Burundi because of the difficulties. They were going to close the embassy, and they told all Americans to be on the plane by midnight. But Jamie and Leah Peters and their children said, retreat is not an option. If God be for us, who can be against us? Retreat is not an option. So they watched the plane as it went off in the distance at midnight that night, and there they were alone in the midst of that civil war, tribal war that was going on. And they saw the lights of the plane leave, but God protected them, and now they're pastoring Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida, where their father was pastoring for 40 years. God kept them safe. I pray for your safety today, wherever you may be. I pray for the safety of Israel. I pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he prepares to come to America to speak to Congress. I pray for the nation of Israel. Lord, that you'll protect the nation of Israel. In Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for those that are imprisoned and being persecuted around the world, for that group of Christians that are suffering in northern Iraq. Many of them have been driven from their homes. Their churches have been burned. Their homes have been burned. Their wives and their daughters have been raped. It's been a terrible thing. I pray for them right now in Jesus' name. I pray for Saeed Abedini in that Iranian prison. I pray for him, Lord. And I pray for his wife and children here in America. Be with them in Jesus' name. Lord, we need you today. We need you today. Would you just spend time praying right now for those around the world, for God so loved the world. Thank you for listening today here on BPN Radio and praying with me for the nations of the world. I trust you have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time here on BPN.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.